fly, nigga. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Bedtime Bitching with Roxy, the podcast. I am your host, Roxy Hayes, and today I am joined by Tavon Anthony. tell the people about you really quickly.
About me? I'm a whole philanderer. Let me stop. No. I'm a musician, artist of many forms. So musical, martial, as in I'm a martial artist. Digital, I like to do digital art, animation, stuff like that. I just like to do a lot of things. That's what I'm going to say about me.
Dope. What's your, you're in a band, right? What's the name?
The name of my musical project is called Aoxys. It is a... it's like a mixture between metal, electronic, a little bit of hip hop, and some jazz elements because of the drums. But yeah, that's my musical project.
That's cool. Okay, so today we found out that we both are fans of wrestling. Arguably, I'm gonna say that the Attitude Era was the best era of wrestling, and I might be biased. I probably am biased. I don't care because I was a child. I feel like that was when like wrestling had all of the best elements because they were cursing, they were gross, they had like completely over the top, unnecessary storylines. And I feel like they had the best wrestlers, arguably the best wrestlers with the best gimmicks. I'm gonna start with that.
I'll definitely say they had the best gimmicks, in my opinion. Definitely the best gimmicks. If you want to talk about the best, from a technical standpoint, wrestling.
Of course not technically.
Yeah. I mean, you know, things are just going to get better with time. Anything that doesn't progress with time in either sucks all around or just isn't real. So yeah, it is what it is. No, yeah, but definitely some of the best personas, some of the best. It was at its height. You want to talk about heat? Yeah.
Like, yeah, definitely. And I will say, yeah, I'm not keeping up with wrestling as much anymore. Technically, yeah, the wrestlers now are way better. Like, the matches feel like they're actually fighting. But I'm not gonna lie, it's not as interesting. It's not as interesting. I'm not as invested in the newer wrestlers. Not that they're not great. I'm happy to see way more Black people in wrestling now. But, like, I like the cheesy. I like it. I like my wrestling a little bit more cheesy. I like it more comical. I felt like it was more interesting. And the Attitude Era was like a culmination of all of that. So today, we're going to talk about three wrestlers from the Attitude Era that we hate and three that we loved. And it's not even, for my list at least, it's not even necessarily that they're like technically good wrestlers. I just like them. Like, they're my favorite. I don't think they're the best, but like, these are ones that like I absolutely love. So do you want to start with, you want to start with love or hate?
Let's start with hate.
Okay. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
You can run it.
Okay. I will go first. One wrestler that I absolutely hated was William Regal. I never.
Right. You acting like William Regal was meant to be liked at any point.
I know. I hated him. Like, but even like as a villain, I think he was a good villain on the mic. I never liked his matches. Like, his matches to me were never good. For how much shit he talked, the matches always were mid to me. Give me a crazy William Regal match.
I can't give you one because I'm not going to lie. I don't remember none of his matches, even though I've watched multiple.
Hey, there. Thank you. Terrible. Terrible.
For how long?
And he was in there for so long. I think he just left.
Didn't he hold the European title at one point? Other than that, yeah. It's like, yo, what?
Why? What are you here for? Because his whole gimmick was what? Was being British, right? Like,
was being British. It was it was more like kind of being snooty, but kind of being brash at the same time.
But he used to like talk shit about British. America. He used to be like, yeah, fuck y'all. And they'd be like, boo.
I mean, that kind of reminds me of La Resistance when they came around.
Resistance. That is hilarious. Like... this is random. One of the dudes from La Resistance like slid in my DMs like last year.
That don't even surprise me, actually.
It's so random. Like, how did you find me? What are you doing?
What have you been up to, sir?
Not resisting this pussy. Okay, I'm sorry. But I'm cute.
I let you have it. Oh my God, get out of here.
That was unnecessary. But yeah, I was never a fan. I don't like it. And the fact that both of us are sitting here and we can't think it, Mick. Your turn.
Okay, let me see. Who's one Attitude Era wrestler that I absolutely did not like? I will say it's a love-hate thing, but it's mainly Val Venus. And let me tell you why. Because I'm sitting here just
ladies.
I'm just like, this motherfucker come out here trying to act like a porn star wearing a towel and shit, acting like you about to take it off. Your drawers are under there. We know it. But it's just like, I was like, this is not going to stand the test of time. This isn't going to go well moving forward. At least in my opinion, like, his matches were funny. Like, the promos were funny, especially when he had to, like, deal with, like, other people. But I'm like, nah, I don't fuck with this.
I'm not rocking with the sexual harassment, essentially.
Pretty much.
He was doing, like, he would come out and harass people. And I think he was technically a good wrestler, but it's kind of the same thing. I don't remember. It was really the gimmick that was like that we remember.
Yeah, but you can't remember one good match, can you? There you go.
I really can't. I cannot. I really can't. Damn.
Oh man.
Yeah, I have no arguments. I have no arguments there.
I can remember some test matches. I can't remember.
No test.
Rest in peace, Test.
He died.
I believe he is gone.
Test is dead.
Hold on, Test wrestler. Yeah, let me see some. If he's still
he
alive,
died in 2009? No, he died in 2009.
Yeah, yeah, he's gone.
What? Why would you do this? Hold on. Scroll.
Hey, man.
How did I not know he was died? Emotionless.
He was died.
He was caught. Accidental overdose of oxycodone. Oh my God!
Man, these guys be going through it.
They do. Oh my God!
I just remember being younger. I'm like, this is a very huge, beautiful man. And then as the end of his career started to come, I'm like, he got the hey now. You're an all-star haircut. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, they should have left him with the hair. He was way more pretty. Damn, they said he had CTE.
Yeah. I mean, well, when you come from the era of wrestling where you're taking steel chairs to the head.
Yeah, they were wild. Well, they were wild.
That's the reason why they got rid of it, especially after the Benoit incident. They were just like, okay, we're getting rid of chair shots to the dome. And it's like, yeah, that's kind of a good way to save your tail, because what they were trying to do, they were trying their best to get rid of the idea of roid rage, of which, not going to lie, that got blown out of proportion, because I know a lot of guys that are on steroids right now, and they don't got no aggression issues. But
wait.
It's because I know bodybuilders. I'm like, I'm not saying it's impossible. What I'm saying is it was blown out of proportion. Okay. You act like somebody takes a performance enhancing drug, all of a sudden they just gonna lose their mind on their wife, like every single one of them. No, that's not what happened.
There's a lot of people that are on steroids that are still living regular lives.
Yeah, like I don't know, half the Olympics. Anyway.
Oh my God. Yeesh. All right. Well,
a lot of people in combat sports. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Okay. Let's move forward. What's another wrestler?
So a wrestler that I hate. Okay. So this is going to be a team. And I just thought it was stupid. And I hate them because of the gimmick. Okay. It's going to be Head Cheese. You remember when they paired up Al Snow with Prince Albert?
Oh yeah, no, that was stupid.
Why did they do it? Was one of those things where it was like, why? Like, what was the? It was really dumb. No, it wasn't. I'm sorry, it was not Prince Albert. It was Steve Blackman.
Okay,
Prince
okay,
Albert. I also hated. Right. Yes, it was okay, Steve Blackman, because Steve Blackman was supposed to be like an intense wrestler. Yeah, because what's his name? The Lethal Weapon. He was supposed to be like just like really
type dude.
Yeah, and then they put him with Al Snow and trying to make him goofy. I guess they were trying to put him over more.
That's
but
what happens. I mean, that's pretty much what happens when guys don't know what to do with you. That wasn't supposed to happen. They kind of did Steve Blackman kind of dirty. But it is what it is. Like with him, like I like Steve Blackman, but no, yeah, that team was not a good.
Because what happened to him after that? I don't remember. I think they were just like, and that's enough. Yep. We tried everything we could. We put cheese on your head, and now you have to go. Just a waste of time. It was a waste of time, and every time I think about it, I get mad.
Slim. Like, the only thing I really... Like, I remember Steve Blackman was, like, they kind of... How can I say this? Like, the way they were trying to push him off, I'm like, yeah, he's like a badass, like a super badass. And then he was there while Ken Shamrock was there. And I just remember that one match they had where they were clearly, like, not going to say parodying, like, but they were clearly pushing the buttons of the UFC. And I'm just like, is this an octagon? Oh,
is this an octagon? Oh, shit.
I'm like, oh, they doing work? Well, these are the two legitimate guys that should be in there, but this ain't a real fight. What y'all doing?
This is terrible.
Yeah. Let me see. What's another wrestler that I hated?
It is your turn. I'm like, hey, skip me.
Oh, I'm sorry. So this is gonna be kind of like just because when I was a kid, I was just like, yeah, whoop-de-doo, he's all hype, but he's going to get stomped. And that, I just didn't like that for him. I like X-Pac.
You didn't like X-Pac?
It was because you knew he was going to get stomped no matter what. Like, once the big match happened, he was going to get stomped. And I'm just like, this is y'all giving me all this hype for nothing. I'm putting my faith in this man, and he's gonna get destroyed. It's like, yeah, X-Pac versus who? The Undertaker. What? Why is this even booked? Why would you do such a thing? Like,
I agree. This wasn't. I can't think of anything redeeming to argue that. Like, yeah, it wasn't. He wasn't great. We fucked with X-Pac because we fucked with DX.
Pretty much. Like X-Pac alone was China, not that dude.
RIP China. But yeah, he was not. X-Pac by himself was not. And remember, he did blackface. So.
Yeah, I mean, the whole DX did blackface and nobody said nothing about it.
That shit is wild.
First off, I was like, well, if any group of white dudes is fitting to do blackface, it was going to be DX. It wasn't going to be nobody else in that company.
It had to be.
Them boys rolled together for real.
Yeesh. So, yeah, nah, I agree. Okay, so this is my last one. Wrestlers we hate. Hulk Hogan. I'm going Hulk Hogan. Because growing up, I did not hate Hulk Hogan. I didn't hate Hulk Hogan. I didn't see him originally wrestle because I was not born. But, you know, he came in with NWO. It was cool. But as we got older and I just started finding out more shit about Hulk Hogan.
Oh.
Fuck Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, you look at that from the outside in. That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Like, you know, I not even as a wrestler, I hate him. But he, just as a person, you be doing shit I don't like. A lot of them do. A lot of them do fucked up shit. But Hulk Hogan was because I actually used to like him. So that's why he's like not the number one.
Okay.
But because I liked Hulk Hogan. I liked him in the movies. He was like that goofy white man. I used to watch the show and he let me down. That's why I hate you, Hulk Hogan. You let me down. There's no reason to be racist. Fuck you, Hulk Hogan. And it's a lot of other wrestlers that are assholes, but I hate you because you disappointed me.
God damn, that's that's legitimate hate. I'm talking about persona. You talk about Terry Bollea. You talk about the real dude. Like,
Terry, you let me down. fuck you. I hate you.
I'm gonna keep the real stuff out of it. One more wrestler that I just hate. I liked him when he walked out, but I did not like anything else. D'Lo Brown.
D'Lo Brown.
The only thing I liked was his walkout. That man shaking his head.
That shit was fire. But like, yeah, yo, why don't you hate D'Lo Brown?
Because, ew. Like, he just, I'm like, his promos were not that good to me. And then on top of that, like, when he left the company, he was one of those, all right, here's the truth of the matter. Most of the time when you get wrestlers that leave a company and they go to a rival company, right, then they're probably going to throw shade on the other company as part of, like, you know, I'm in this new place now, XYZ, right? Or they're going to pick up, like, the deal where it's like, well, I come from the better place and I'm better than all of you. Like, it's almost like any company he went to, he automatically just became, like, the oh, yeah, no, I'm with these guys because the other guys gave me problems. Like, dude, why? Every single time they can't figure out what else to do with you. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Because what was his thing? What was his, like, gimmick? What was his? Was he
walking
supposed
out
to be
shaking
cool?
His head sideways? That's what the hell he was doing.
That was pretty much it. We liked that, but, like, yeah, I agree. Wait, he paralyzed somebody?
Wait, he did? What?
Did he? Frost? Where? Who?
He said he paralyzed somebody. What's going on here?
Whoa. What? Darren Drozdov, professionally known as Droz. Hold on. Career-ending injury. Active wrestling career ended suddenly when he suffered a severe neck injury during a match with D'Lo Brown during WWF SmackDown taping on October 5th, 1999, Long Island. It stated he was wearing a loose shirt during the match. When Brown attempted his signature running powerbomb, he was not able to gain a proper grip on Droz, and Droz was unable to execute a proper jump to aid in lifting into the powerbomb position. He landed on his head and fractured two vertebrae in his neck. He was immediately rushed to the medical center where he underwent hours of surgery to reduce and stabilize the injured neck. Because it was pre-taped, it was not aired to fans during the broadcast and has never been shown to the public. However, the footage of him taken out on a stretcher has since been seen in WWE's Don't Try This at Home public service announcements. Damn. Left him with a quadriplegic.
Yeah, what? He apparently has regained mobility in the upper half of his body.
Oh, my damn. So he had no movement below his neck? Oh, my God. Oh, shit. He can move his upper body, but yeah, damn.
Yeah, nah,
but he said it was an accident and he doesn't hold animosity towards D'Lo Brown. Holy shit.
Look, it's a part of the game when you get in there, like, especially way back when it was, like, you had wrestlers who went and, you know, trained a bit and did XYZ. A lot of these guys were learning stuff on the fly, and then you're working every freaking night, like, damn near 365. And it's like, you know, unfortunately, things like this happen. I mean, it's crazy. Heck, I mean, think about it. Like, I don't think that guy got paralyzed, but Triple H, like, one of the first times he did the pedigree, dude landed smack on the top of his dome because he thought it was going to be, like, some other move. And I'm like, whoa, that's nuts.
Yeah.
I was like, it's either he thought that was another move or this dude is strong as shit. And, that's a part of the game, unfortunately. Dang, that sucks, because that, especially back then, that makes people not want to work with you, you know?
Yeah, and that is probably why D'Lo Brown kept moving around like that. Because, yeah, you injured somebody to the point of where they can't move. No more. Yeah, they can't, like, you changed their whole life. God damn. And I know he got to feel bad as shit about that. Like, even though they don't have animosity towards each other, like, that would be hard for me to work after that. Like, after I injured somebody like that, even though it is an accident, and like you said, it's part of it, but still, it's like, fuck, I just completely changed somebody's life forever. God damn.
Much, yeah. That hurts.
Yeesh. Wait, thanks for making me sad.
You want a lollipop or something?
I'm gonna get it.
I don't know, Instacart.
Okay, yeah, actually, yeah. I would like one. When we're When we're done with this, I would like my Instacarted lollipop.
Oh my God.
Oh then if not, God. Now you make people sad and you're a liar.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
What?
I'm joking.
He wasn't joking, everybody. All right. So no. Now we are nope. I already moved on. Now that's the image people have of you. All right. So we're gonna start with the wrestlers that we love. So wrestlers that you absolutely love, not even ones that have to be technically good, but wrestlers that you just feel like are great. And since I started the hate, you can start the love, even though you just told everybody you were a liar.
I hate you. Let's see. Wrestlers I absolutely love. Rikishi.
Rikishi? Yeah. I was not expecting that. What it's about Rikishi?
It's because you knew when that man showed up, somebody's either about to get kicked in the chin or get ass in their face. And it's just or both.
He loved putting his ass. That's crazy that was.
I wonder how he got talked into that. That's the funny thing. Like, hey, Slim, listen. You're a big dude. You know, you ain't got but six offensive moves. Understand? I want you to put dudes in the corner. You got a big posterior. You understand me? Put guys in the corner. Your shorts are going to resemble a thong, and you just going to shove your ass in their face. All right, and you're going to shake it till you can't no more. It's like, I wonder who brought that up to him.
Yeah, and it's funny. Once Rikishi got with Too Cool, that's really what like put him over. Like,
oh, Slim,
him dancing.
Dude, let me tell you something. I'm from Southeast DC. I remember one time it was one pay per view going on, and they got to doing the dance. I remember it was me, my older brother's friends. It was the whole hood. We out there doing the shit with it and shit. Like, yeah. I'm like, yo, this is a lot.
When he hit that fucking worm.
Oh man, freaking Scotty Too Hotty.
That fucking they suck too, but their gimmick was hilarious.
Oh no, their gimmick was great. The gimmick was great, but they
like, what did y'all do? But I agree, Rikishi was like in a lot of shit. Like they really started utilizing Rikishi a lot. Remember when he became like Vince McMahon's right-hand man, and if you piss him off, he gonna get Rikishi to put his ass. The Vince McMahon Kiss My Ass Club.
Man, let me tell you.
And Rikishi put his ass in JR's face. I actually got sad that episode. Remember when he like, hold him down. Like, hey, what is going on?
Hey, wait a minute, goddammit.
Like, this is not okay. This is not okay what you're doing at all. Mm-hmm. In the fucking slightest. You need to relax. You gotta cool it now. God. So that's not a bad one. I am okay with that pick. Not that it's your opinion, but I'm just gonna say I'm okay with it. I'm not that mad about it. All right. So what's mine? My top one. Okay, since we're gonna start with
I didn't know we were doing tops. I just said somebody.
No. I don't want to do my top one yet.
If I say top, I'm going to name the typical, but go ahead.
I don't want to go top yet. Okay, so this is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. It's Chyna. R.I.P. Chyna. I love Chyna. Like, growing up, I was a very, very, aggressive woman. Like, I was a very... I still am. I like, I like to fight motherfuckers. So I always loved Chyna because she was a woman and, but she was swole as fuck. Like, she came out and she still was clearly a woman. They weren't trying to make her a man. Even the song's like, don't treat me like a woman. Don't treat me like a man. Just treat me for who I am. But she could get with the men. She used to just hit him in the dick. That was my favorite move, that hit him in the dick.
Yeah, he tried to run fade on Stone Cold.
Yeah, he was like, anyway, yeah. But it was just cool just seeing this very larger than life character. They even the Eighth Wonder of the World, like her whole gimmick was really, really cool. It's fucked up. Her whole story is fucked up. Like after that, and like the Stephanie and Triple H and how he was cheating on her and like her and Stephanie wasn't getting along, and that's pretty much why she got kicked out the WWE. And then X-Pac, which is, I actually should have put X-Pac on my don't fuck with, because, you know, he was like abusing her and all of this shit was going
on. Hey, let's do drugs.
Yo, yeah, it was a lot going on. And, you know, it ultimately led to her, you know, her ending her, you know, her life. So, like, it's very, very fucking depressing story. But just, like, growing up, Chyna was a great wrestler and amazing. And, like, I got her book. I always fuck with Chyna. So, definitely in my top list. But I definitely wanted to give love to Chyna, because one of the only female wrestlers I feel like that was getting with the men. Even now, like, they still don't have a presence like that that I've seen that's like getting with the men and being treated as an equal. So yeah, Chyna.
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing about Chyna, right? Chyna was the, is actually the reason why I'm so into fitness women.
Oh, really?
No, big time.
Oh, that explains a, that explains a lot. Okay.
What do you mean that explains a lot? Okay, yeah, definitely explains a lot. I don't get it. Like, that's literally why I like bodybuilders and shit. And it's just like, oh, come on, bring that on over here. Give me a hug, goddammit.
Oh my God, not fashion.
Oh, no, no, I didn't like that. But no, 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 that's, no, that's literally what started my attraction to like that. Because
he got a swole,
like,
kink.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I was just like, God damn, she is hot. Like, that's how I felt when I was a kid. I'm like, that lady is attractive. God damn, look at that. Are those, does she got muscles on her muscles?
Yo, wild.
I'm like, I'm trying to get abs like that. But yeah, no, definitely. I love the persona. I loved everything, you know, when it came to how they represented her, like her whole like start in there. They kept to like Vince's old rule of like monsters don't talk. So she didn't do much talking. Mm-hmm. She just whooped ass. And that's what, yeah, I liked. I was just like, okay, this is good. This is good.
She ain't come for all the back and forth. She came to slide your ass. Like it, I is said, what it is.
Like I said, she would run fade on motherfuckers that you're like, yo, these are the larger than life like superstars, and she's running fade on them. Mm-hmm. So I loved it. Yeah, nah. Rest in peace, Chyna.
Rest in peace, Chyna. Oh, I started off sad. Yeah. It's your turn now.
Apparently, a side note on that. So I was in a band a while ago, and one of our media guys ended up being her manager when she was doing porn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I found that out in like an awkward way. But no, I was like outside of a venue. I'm waiting. Dude rolls up on me like, oh, hey, dude, what's going on? He was like, yeah, man. And I don't even know how the hell we got on the subject. And he was like, yeah, so I'm supposed to be doing XYZ for Chyna. I'm like, Chyna, Chyna, who? Like, the wrestler. I was like, the fuck you doing with Chyna the wrestler? He's like, oh, she does porn now. I'm like,
Oh, yeah, the one, like, night, one night in Chyna.
I was like, wait a minute. What? But
because I think
it was what it was.
I think at first she wasn't even really trying to get into porn. It was some X-Pac.
It was literally just a sex tape.
Yeah, and then after that, because I think she played like She-Hulk in a porn.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you know that?
I read about it.
No, you didn't.
I promise you, I haven't seen anything else. If I can, trust me, I will tell you. I will literally tell you.
I believe you.
I would literally, no, hey, you ain't got to do that to me. You ain't got to do that to me. I'm very descriptive.
I believe you so much. This is an honest conversation we're having. I believe you. Mm-hmm. So who's your pick?
Dang. Now I gotta think about somebody else that I liked. Attitude Era. Somebody else that I liked that I really, 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 really liked. Especially since you chose Chyna already. I'm trying to avoid all time great. Of course, Undertaker.
There we go. Okay, go where you want to go.
Like, the Undertaker inspired like actually half of what I was into. Like, I was never like a goth kid or nothing, but I'm just like, his presence in general is something that I kind of wanted to like bring to like my music, especially in the beginning, like when I started performing. I was just like, I want to have like this like heavy, eerie like thing going on, but at the same time I'm like, I'm a little too goofy. I'm a little too silly. Shit, and then everyone's like, oh god, he's here. No, I'm just like, hi. But
that's your energy. Yeah.
I guess so, huh? but yeah, no, I really did like The Undertaker. Like, the man never broke character. You could, it's almost like you knew, like, the cat was out of the bag, of course, at this point. But it just felt like, yo, what does this dude do in his spare time? Like, after the bell tolls and he go in the back, like, is he, like, just one of the boys, like, cooling? Or is he, like, really in the corner kind of making everybody, like, wonder, like, yo, is he good?
Like, sleeping in a coffin and shit. Yeah, like, what do you do?
I'm like, this dude had everything. And he played his parts, even when it came to, you know, switching up his persona later on. But
the American Badass Undertaker.
Okay, see, that's the only thing. I did not like the American Badass.
That felt racist.
Yeah. I didn't like the American Badass, but I did like Big Evil. So it's like
Big Evil.
Yeah, because it's like that was like a seasoned version. Like he wasn't trying too hard, like, to be Mr. Harley, like, or nothing like that. So it's like, all right, cool. This is right before he went back to, you know, being the dead man. But it was like, yeah, no, I didn't like the American Bad. I'm like, this big old blue shirt.
What is this? This headband?
His headband, a blue shirt. His hair is, because people be forgetting, Undertaker's hair isn't, like, naturally, like, black.
It's light brown.
Yeah, the boy's almost a ginger, I think. He's damn near a ginger. So, like,
terrible.
Yeah, it was, no. I didn't like that. I didn't like that persona. But as it starts to evolve, it's like, okay, cool. But yeah, no, Undertaker was like the truth for me. Like, it did not matter if he won or lost. Like, when I was watching, I'm just like, it's the Undertaker. Like, that's all I felt.
Yeah, when my favorite was him and Kane together. Like, that was like, I was really thinking they were brothers, like, till recently.
Because you knew 100% when they came out, somebody getting stomped.
Somebody gonna get burnt. Like, y'all about to lose.
Ain't no way out. Somebody
y'all getting y'all ass beat, and it's like, it's over.
These motherfuckers are humongous. These motherfuckers are humongous, and they move like they cruiserweights. It ain't.
It's a wrap. When he lost WrestleMania, how did you feel? I still feel like that was bullshit.
He Undertaker lost his first one at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I felt. So here's the thing, right? There was an interview a long time ago, and there were reports on it that Taker was going, or at least he kind of let the cat out that Brock Lesnar was going to be the one that took the streak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm remembering correctly, at the time that interview happened, Brock was in the UFC. So it's like, it wasn't really like a set in stone. Nobody really even thought it was going to happen. But the idea of him losing to Brock didn't bother me. It's the way it happened. I knew something was wrong. Like, I knew something was wrong. And, like, they you know, put it out later on that Taker got concussed during that match. And, like, he was fucked up. So, like, I knew something was just wrong. But the idea that Brock was going to take the streak, I feel like if it was earlier, right? Like, if the streak itself wasn't made as big as a spectacle as it was, like, to that point, I feel like it would have felt a lot better that it happened. Like, because it got to a point where it's just like, okay, Taker's winning. And it's like, okay, well, it almost feels like this is going to happen forever. But then it went past that where it's like, okay, well, Taker's just going to win again. But now Brock's back. And it's like, okay, well, now Brock's going against The Undertaker. What do we do? My whole thing was I knew it was going to happen because I'm like, okay, y'all remember when, like, Brock was at his height and he was, like, the champ and everything and he was going against Undertaker? How many times did Taker beat Brock? Not that many.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I think we're going to see the end of the streak. And didn't happen. So. I like I said, the only reason I felt bad about it is because I just knew something was wrong.
Yeah, you could tell. Fuck Brock Lesnar. I said it. He on my hate list too. He was not great.
Brock. I love Brock.
Hate him.
I love Brock Lesnar.
Hate him.
That boy is true blue.
Hate him.
The only thing is, it's like, how the hell are you going to be a WrestleMania? Your big, damn near 300-pound ass going to try to star press.
Come on. Come
damn
on.
Damn near break your neck.
Big ass.
Yeah, you wilding out here. You too damn huge for this shit.
What the fuck you want?
This is how big Brock Lesnar is. He had to cut down to make the heavyweight limit in the UFC. Like, that's how big Brock Lesnar is. The weight limit in the UFC is 265.
Really?
It is. Like, for the heavyweights, it's 265. Like, they don't have, like, a super heavyweight or an open weight division anymore. So, like, he had to cut down to make that weight. Like, what they used to say is, like, he would weigh in at 265, but on fight night, he was, like, 280-something. I'm like,
God damn.
I'm like, that's a big motherfucker. Could you imagine getting on a scale? You like, yeah. And the next night, you looking at this dude across from you.
24 pounds? Like, nah. Hey, like,
hey, slim. No, hey, you big.
This is not okay.
I can't do this.
That's wild. So, yeah, I agree. I Undertaker's up there. I love Undertaker. So, I agree. You ready for my next one?
Yeah.
I'm going to cheat a little bit because it's a two. But I don't care. Mm-hmm. Hardy Boys. The Hardy Boys are like my favorite. Like, it's tag team, my favorite. They had one of the best matches of all time, and nobody can fucking tell me different. When fucking Edge speared Jeff Hardy in the air.
Yeah.
Yo, while holding on. Like, that's one of the craziest things I had ever seen, even to this day. That's just such a fucking crazy match. And they would, me and my friend were just joking about this a couple weeks ago. Jeff Hardy would just be throwing his fucking body. Like, it was like with reckless abandon. Like, it was like, clearly he cared about the show. He did not give a fuck. He
about just himself.
At all. Like, at all. It would be sometimes I'm watching, like, this move is so unnecessary. What are you doing this for? And it was like, he's doing it for us. Because he knows we want to see that. Fucking swole. We want to see that shit. My God, he's got a family. I loved it. I fucking loved it. And they were just a dope ass tag team. Like, I feel like they are one of the best tag teams. They fucked Matt Hardy over real bad with the leadership. That whole shit. Vince McMahon is a lot. Especially with the shit going on now. We ain't gonna get into it.
Right? Here's the thing about Vince, right? If Vince saw an opportunity, he would take the fuck out of it. This is the reason why certain wrestlers back in the day would come do their job and then stay out of trouble. Because if you got in trouble and you somehow ended up in the news or some weird shit got out, Vince was going to take that and weaponize
it. It's a
story now. Exactly. So it's just like, God damn, I'd have been the most anxious motherfucker in the world to be on that roster. Just like, God damn, I can't be out here doing this nonsense.
Hey, nice to meet you. Don't talk to me. I don't need no problems.
Vince gonna get your ass. But yeah, look, man. I mean, it is what it is. You know, sometimes when you're spending, I'm not even gonna try to justify it. It happened. Two adults. They was like, you know what? We spend a lot of time together. Oh, damn it, we fitting the fuck. Oh damn, Matt ain't here. Oh damn. What do we do next? It's a story. God damn it.
It's a fucking story. Just like I had just posted the clip. When fucking Matt was fighting Edge, this is after he came back, because remember he got fired, then he came back and he's fighting Edge, and Lita's like holding him in the ropes, like his arms in the ropes. Edge is like beating the shit out of him, and I'm just like, on a human level, right? Like, I get it's a great story. On a human level, this man had his ex-girlfriend holding him down while his ex-friend, who was fucking his girlfriend, is beating his ass. Like, what the, y'all gonna have to see me after the match. Like, y'all, we gonna have to fight. Like, we gonna have to real life fight. Like, that is some crazy shit.
We gonna have to see a doctor about this.
Y'all got me fucked up. But yeah, I love the Hardy Boys. Great matches. The ones with them and the Dudley Boys. And like, I feel like when they started doing more ECW shit and ladders, table ladders and chairs matches and all of that. So like, that was my favorite part of that era, was when they were just like reckless abandon. It was great. So Hardy Boys.
That's, I understand.
I get really excited about the Hardy Boys.
I get it. Like, listen, first of all, that was the era of the tag team as well, because it's like it almost didn't matter who had the tag team titles. It's just like you knew you were about to be entertained as fuck. Agreed. You just knew it. Especially when them Dudley Boys came out. It's like somebody get 3D'd.
Yo, somebody get 3D'd. Today. 3D'd. Was it Moolah or Mae Young? One of them old ladies got.
Oh, man.
What
let, let me tell you something. These old women, I'm not even going to say, these women were just down for the game, Slim.
Yo.
And I'm just like, yo, you are 80 years old getting thrown up in the air by these 32-year-old men. And you might break everything, but you're just like, you're like, okay,
fuck it. I'm here for the I'm here for the love of wrestling.
Freaking Mae Young. Mae Young couldn't even run. Like,
she was so old. Run. She was wrestling's Betty White. We loved her so much. R.I.P. Mae Young and Moolah, right? Yeah, I think they're both deceased.
Oh, yeah, I think Moolah gone too. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't have nothing, but they were old. Not that that, you know, but
they've been around.
They lived a life. So, okay, mine was Hardy Boys. Yours, what's yours next?
Okay, so and this is a cheap hit, but this is literally the man that influenced like a lot of my fashion choices.
I can guess.
Who?
No, go ahead.
Nah, go ahead, take a guess.
Shawn Michaels.
Oh shit, yep. God damn. Especially like if you would have seen me circa, if you would have seen me, like you saw me at BlurCon, if you would have seen me like 2013 to about 2017, you'd have went like, this motherfucker is got cowboy hats with the glowing shit in the reflective shit in the belts. And
Mike, it's funny because when we were talking about what we were gonna discuss and you said wrestling, I was like, he act like Shawn Michaels. And then of course he likes wrestling. He acts like Shawn Michaels. That's so fucking funny.
Hey, Slim, what? He acts like Shawn Michaels.
He acts like Shawn Michaels.
How do I act like Shawn Michaels, first of all?
Tell me why you like Shawn Michaels, and then that will explain everything.
All right, so, it's a couple reasons. Like, the dude was a freaking rock star. Like, he just looked like a rock star. The man came out, it's like he was edgy yet somewhat flamboyant, and he just didn't give a damn. He would dance his ass off, kick you in the face. The whole, like, idea of, like, half the time he was a smaller dude, so it's like he's a smaller dude. He's facing these big guys. He's a true showman. Everything was just so cool, like, about him to me. Like, now, also, granted, I have, like, another reason why, like, back when I had, like, well, actually, this, I liked Shawn well before this, but I did go through, like, a spell where I had, like, I don't want to say low self-esteem, but it was just like, I just didn't have any confidence, like, at all. And, like, literally for, like, almost a year, every day, I got up just reciting the lyrics to his theme song.
Sexy boy.
I was just like, yo, I'm like, this shit's going to get me going. You just wake up, look in the mirror. I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy.
I'm sexy.
Like, dude, you got to think about the way he even recorded that shit. It was hilarious. He said, I think I'm cute. It's like, okay, I know I'm sexy.
Like,
all right, bro. I feel that. Keep running with it.
Oh, shit.
He said, I know that shit. Like, okay.
Don't play with me. No, I'm fucking sexy.
You can't tell him shit.
No. I love that sweet shit music. That was like one of my, because that hoe would just hit. It was so loud. Like, I know you hitting your thigh, but it was just so.
He pull it out of nowhere sometimes. It's just like, dude, just spinning around. Oh, shit. Oh, damn, he got him.
It's the same reason I like the RKO, because when it hit. And I don't even like Randy Orton like that, but like, they would sell that Randy. Shit so good. Like,
Randy.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels is a good pick. And same thing, DX. Like, he's part of DX. I loved him and Triple H together. Like, they had a funny ass. They were like the people that you hated but they were so funny that you could not hate them as much as you wanted to. Like, they would do some whole ass shit, but y'all are so fucking funny.
They were whole pranksters, just ridiculous motherfucker. It was great. It was great.
It was good ass. That's a good ass pick. That is a good ass pick. Okay, so it is now my turn. This is my last pick, and I have no shame. I don't care. I know it's predictable. You probably already know who I'm gonna say. The Rock. I love The Rock. The Rock. The Rock is who got me into wrestling. So I was probably like 9 or 10, and I had heard of wrestling. I wasn't like into it like that. Like, you know, I watched a little bit, but I was at my friend's house, and they were watching it, and The Rock was talking shit to somebody, but he was just like going in. He's Rudy Poo, candy ass, fucking jabroni, and I was just like, yo, this is fucking great. He's hilarious. Who is this? What is this? And ever since then, I just love The Rock. He just is such a showman. Like, he is just, he like literally the most electrifying man in sports entertainment today. He was just a very, first of all, fine as fuck. Like, that's one of my biggest childhood crushes and adult crushes. If you ever hear this podcast, yes, please touch me. But just was great. And I used to also have low self-esteem, and like I didn't like people looking at my body, so I would always wear this jacket that had a Brahma bull on it. Like, I would wear that. I was one of them kids. I would wear a jacket every day because I did not like people looking at my body. So yeah, it would be The Rock, and I have all these stickers with The Rock on it and Poontang Pie. I got in trouble for saying that because I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know that was vagina. But yeah, he just, like, his matches were good. Fucking great. I didn't know that he did the people's elbow to like try to break Taker, and then it just became a thing.
Try to make him laugh.
Yeah, that's hilarious. But just a great dude, like, good actor. Like, just watching his as a creative as well as an entertainer, like, watching him go from, like, you know, first of all, being a hated wrestler, because when he first came out, he was a face and they fucking hated him. Rocky sucks. To, like, him taking that and being like, fuck y'all, and turning it into, like, the most over persona ever, if I do say so. Like, he is, he's amazing. He can, killer face. He always killed it. Now, what are you
going to
say?
Yeah, no. No, you're absolutely right. Like, he was the guy I turned wrestling on for. Like, like, it was him, Stone Cold, because by the time he and Stone Cold were really running the game, Shawn Michaels was out. Like, but those are the guys I tuned in for. I didn't even need to see them wrestle. I just needed to see them on the damn TV.
Yo, and, like, talk.
I remember there was one episode, I believe it was Raw, and it was back when, like, because now it's, what's it, the Capital One Center in D.C. now, which it was the Verizon Center, but way back when it was the MCI Center. I just remember The Rock came out, and like for a good 30 seconds, this dude didn't say shit. He ain't have a mic in his hand. He was just standing there, and people were losing their goddamn minds. And I'm just like, that is a fucking superstar.
Yo.
Like, he didn't do shit. He just came out just looking. Sunglasses on, strong as hell. I was just like, why this motherfucker so big?
huge man. He was crazy. I actually got to see him. I had went to, I think it was SmackDown, it was in Houston. It's a long time ago. That's how you, it was a fucking, what's that dude's name? JT something was wrestling. That's how you know it was a long ass time ago, with jeans.
Oh, JTP. JTP,
yeah, he was wrestling, and I remember he lost, and my daughter was crying. It was funny. She was just like, he's black. I don't want him to lose. But The Rock came out, and like it was rumored that he was going to come out, but he came out. He did not wrestle. Came out with a fucking guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Was singing about how Vicky Guerrero sucked. And then I was just like, the fact that you can do this, the fact that we're just so excited to see you, we don't give a fuck what you do. You could have just sat there and we would have been going fucking crazy. Is amazing.
He did an interview one time years ago, and he compared himself to like some like former like famous person or superstar, and the guy interviewing him was like, you didn't just compare yourself to this guy, did you? And he was like, no, seriously, like, think about it. The Rock can do whatever he wants. I could sing if I want to. I can act if I want to. I can do anything if I want to do. And it's true. It's just fucking true.
Like, and he's fucking done it. Like, he was fucking Maui in Moana, and he was singing. Like, he plays fucking guitar. He's hilarious.
Now I remember, great. I remember one time they were in Sacramento. This was when he was like a heel, like, right, like when he became skinny, like he was kind of skinnier than he was. And like, just his way of being a heel, because he was so goofy with it, was so hilarious. And one thing I loved about him is he always knew where he was. He always knew about the sports teams or like a nice place to go in the area, something like that. And he always made it a point to talk about that while he was out there, which hence People's Champion, right? Now, he was in Sacramento and he's playing the guitar, and he was like, I remember he made like a line, like, he hated Sacramento, but he was like, I'll be sure to come back when the Lakers beat the Kings in May. And everybody was like, oh, was so bad. And the way he was doing it, it's like he was like laughing and like moving his head. Like, I was like, yo, this dude is everything. Hilarious. Like, you can't take nothing from him. You just can't. So yeah, no, I completely understand. Like The Rock, of course, that's the pinnacle. That is the pinnacle of it, man.
Wait, hold on. They always be racing or something outside. Oh,
what you got, the four-wheelers or something?
Yo, no. I don't know what the fuck, no. They be motorcycling.
They say, we getting
here.
It.
We out here. I'm going to tell one more thing, and then I'll let you do yours. But I have to tell this one. So, you know, my name's Roxy. So, The Rock. But, like, I was doing a show in Colorado, and it was like a wrestling comedy show. So they would have comedians perform. Then there would be a match, and the comedians would get to do commentary. And like I said, I've been loving it since I was 9. I'm 33. I don't know math. What's that math? 23 years of, like, you know, even though I'm not watching it, I still watch wrestling. So I come up and they start chanting my name. And it was like at this huge theater. So it's like, it's a lot of fucking people. It's a lot of people, and they're chanting my name, and I damn near cry because I'm like, I feel like The Rock. Like, I feel like I'm doing what I want to do with my life, and they're literally, Roxy. I was like, oh, like Rocky. It was just that kind of moment for me. Yeah, it was really, really cool. So yes, that was it. I am done. I love The Rock.
Oh my God. Like, that kind of, and I'll just let it out here. That's kind of outside of, you know, I think, did I ever explain to you like the meaning of Aoxys? But you were there when at BlurCon when I have people chant like to spell out the name. Mm-hmm. So like, that's kind of like what influenced that. Like, people chanting Rocky, I was like, I'm gonna get them to chant fucking Aoxys. Fuck it. Like, I'm gonna get them to spell out the whole damn name. I just want to look at them while they do it. But no, that definitely influenced that. So I understand completely. Mm-hmm.
But, now it's your turn.
My turn. What do I do? What
your
am I
last
about now?
Oh, your last, this is your last love.
But I went first. So
no, you went, wait, did you go first for love?
I went first for love.
You sure did. Wait, we're done. Well, that's a good way to end it on The Rock.
Hell yeah.
That was a great way to end it. That's funny. I was gonna make you do extra. I'm gonna throw in some honorable mentions. Y2J, just because of his mic skills, like the Walls of Jericho, I still do that to people to this day.
Listen. Chris Jericho was the only guy who wasn't, he was top dog for a while, but that's because they gave him that role. But he was the only guy that you looked at where you're like, okay, this isn't the dude, but he can hang with the dudes. Because he could talk shit with The Rock, like, back
which
and forth.
Crazy.
No problem. Absolutely no problem. And it's like,
very few people could talk shit back and forth with The Rock.
And it was two completely different senses of humor, but you still were just like, whoa, these guys are going in. Like, and like that transcended like time, because even when like I think The Rock was like inducting somebody into the Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. like he took a stab at Chris Jericho because Chris had cut his hair at the time, and he was like, "Oh yeah, you got the hairstyle of a 13-year-old boy," and Chris stood up like, "Hey!" I'm like, "Get out of here, Slim." I'm like, "Y'all just can't stop."
This is what the fuck y'all do. Neither one of us, we talked about Stone Cold, but didn't mention same thing, like changed wrestling. That match with him and The Rock lost. I'm still mad about it, but like it was just two, same thing, two completely different styles, two completely different styles of wrestling, styles of comedy, but they were like the top dogs, like and Stone Cold was just great. Like I listened to his podcast too. Great mm-hmm. podcast. I know he did some fucked up shit though. I recently found out about that shit.
Yeah,
goddamn.
No one without sin. Like, I don't know the full stories, but there's no one without sin.
But like, as on a wrestling note, amazing wrestler.
Nah, that boy. He made. Okay, and I mean, I know we politically correct nowadays, but he made the hood like rednecks. He made the hood like rednecks. I'm just
when he said the N word in Longest Yard, I was mad as fuck. But I was like, they knew who to get to do this where we would not hate them afterwards.
Yeah, but you still felt it.
Yeah, they hurt.
You were like, oh, hell.
Is that how you be feeling? Stone Cold? That's so funny.
Especially because they made him shave his beard and he had to get that little mustache, the little racist mustache and shit.
Stone Cold.
Steve Austin is real.
We mentioned Kane, great wrestler. Mm-hmm. I love Big Show just because same thing, the gimmick. He was, you know, knock off Andre the Giant, of course, but still great wrestler. Mm-hmm. I said it. He was. was he not?
Well, it was because he was branded at first as like Andre the Giant's son. Like what was it? I think it was back in WCW when they branded him Nat or when he came over. Yeah. Well, some people did. Some people thought he was. And I'm
he looks nothing like that, man.
I'm like, he don't look nothing like that dude. Like, Andre the Giant, not for nothing, looks like he was drawn.
R.I.P. Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is. It's, you know, he was. I liked him because he's acted and stuff. Like, I like when the big scary wrestlers are not afraid to be goofy and funny. Like it just makes it makes it better. Do you have any honorable mentions that you would like to throw in there?
From the Attitude Era, honorable mentions. Man, look, I know he wasn't like the dude at any point, and I know like that freaking promo from The Rock kind of put him under for a second. Billy Gunn, man.
Like,
I love Mr. Ass.
Like, you like the flashy, showy people.
Yes. I'm an ass man. Yes, indeed.
Yo, I love to love him. I love to kick him. I play that shit in the gym.
I play that song in the gym. I'll be ready. Yes, indeed, I'm an ass man.
And the thing is, he was a great wrestler. His gimmick was so weird, but he was a great wrestler. He is like showing booty. I like his legs. I follow him on Instagram.
Oh yeah, dude was in phenomenal shape. He's still in good shape, but that's just what it was. Him, another honorable mention. I think I got one more in me. Only because another guy, when he showed up, you knew they was getting their ass kicked. Rest in peace, Big Boss Man.
Yo, Big Boss Man. Mm-hmm. Big damn Big Boss Man. Yeah, no, I hardly agree. Hold on one second.
Puppy. I heard a puppy.
Yeah, definitely. She doing puppy stuff right now. I think somebody's walking down the hallway. and then I'm gonna do one last one and then we can get out of here. Edge and Christian as a team. I loved Edge and Christian. I like when they were like evil vampires with
when they were in the brood.
Yeah, the brood with Gangrel and all of that. Like that was cool. But even after, like you said, with like the it was the tag team was the era for that era for wrestling was tag team. Edge and Christian, Dudley Boys, Hardy Boys, best match ever. And they all would throw their bodies like crazy. Great shit. So I want to thank you for coming on my podcast. I had a great time talking about wrestling with you. Do you have anything coming up? Where can people find you? All of that jazz.
Let's see. You can find me anywhere on the internet at Aoxis, AEOXIS. Only thing coming up right now that I'm focused on is BitGen. That is this Saturday at Auto Bar in Baltimore, Maryland. If you are in the DMV area, hey, please come out.
It's probably gonna post show. In like 2 weeks, so it's gonna be over. You got anything in August or September?
August or September, all that. Like, I'm pretty much like playing because I also play bass in a band called Amongst the Triffids. And they got a bunch of shows coming up during then. So just look Amongst the Triffids up on Instagram or on Facebook, and you will find all the show dates there. I don't be knowing none of the show dates. They just call me and I'm like, oh yeah, that's tomorrow. All right, I'll be there. Shoot. Well, what do I need to wear? But yeah, no. No, that's about it. Outside of that, I mean, every single week, I'm a MMA, you know, fan and stuff. Every single week, I do breakdowns of MMA cards in rap form. So, that's fun. So yeah, just be on the lookout for stuff like that and more nonsense on the internet. I'm trying to scale back on doing things my mother looked at me funny for. But actually, no, I'm not. I'm still going to be doing nonsense, and you guys are probably going to question like my sanity. But yes.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Anthony.
Thank you for having me.
And I am Roxy Hayes. You can catch me on everything at Roxy Hayes. That's RoxyHaze. Follow me on Twitch. I will be back streaming within the next couple weeks. I'm currently moving, so yeah, when that's done, I'll be back streaming. Thank you for checking this podcast out. Give a comment. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Let me know what's going on. I'm working with Game Wild Black now. I actually have a new show that should be dropping by the time this is out called Mostly Positive, where I play really shitty games or like old games with one of my homies. So check that out on Gaming Wild Black on YouTube. And once again, RoxyHaze. That is me. Oh, duh. I have a song dropping. I'm wildin'. But by the time this comes out, it should have been released. And it's going to be on anywhere that you listen to music. So check it out. It's exclusive. If you were at BlurCon, then you did hear me perform it for the first time. It's exclusive with me and my homie Gilla. And we have a whole album coming out called Stan User Music. So check that out. And exclusive, the single will be dropping August 5th. So check that out as well. Bye.
Bye, nigga, I'm fly. Please don't be alarmed, it's just me high up over here. Chilling with my niggas, blowing smoke up in the air. Do not give a fuck about what you wear, leave your